Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out.
I'm Kimberly Snyder and welcome to my Thursday Q&A show where I answer your questions every single week. This is really fun for me because I love connecting with you and hearing what is on your mind and what you would like to know. So let's get to this week's questions.
Hey, beauties, welcome back to another Thursday Q&A podcast. Beautiful community manager Caitlin has gathered four questions that are trending in the Beauty Detox community. A lot of you submit questions on the website, on KimberlySnyder.com. We also see your questions on social media. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and thank you so much, Caitlin, for gathering the questions. How are you, love?
I'm doing excellent. I'm really excited for today's show. We've had a lot of interesting questions come in, and we always love to hear what you have to say.
Okay, well, let's hear our first question that everyone is wondering.
Yes. So the first question's from Amanda, and she's from Ontario, Canada. And she says, I recently purchased your digital download of your yoga DVD, and I have enjoyed adding it into my routine. At what point does doing the same poses every day become ineffective? Should I use the DVD for a certain period and then move on to something new?
So great question, Amanda, from Canada. I'm so happy that we have such amazing Canadian beauties and beauties around the world. And I want to mention right off the bat, it came into my head when you were reading this, Kay, that we have international shipping now.
Yes.
So we've gotten so many questions for so long. When are you launching the detoxy and the probiotics? When can you ship them internationally? So just a quick note in case you guys don't know yet that we are shipping internationally from the website, from KimberlySnyder.com. You guys can get any product now worldwide. So super, super excited about sharing that. It's been a long time in the works. We had to switch warehouses. We had to do a whole bunch of stuff, as you know, Kay, but it's all set up and we're so thrilled.
Yes, for sure.
So back to your question, Amanda, this is a great, great question. I want to point out that there are forms of yoga, namely Ashtanga, Bikram. When I used to practice at Dharma Mitra's studio, the Dharma series, where you do the same routine over and over again, day in and day out, 5 to 6 days a week for years and years and years. Mm. And this is there's of course infinite amounts of different mindsets, thoughts about yoga. The idea of the regular routine, again, which is something that I did for years and years and years, is that you start to go deeper into the practice. And you go into, you don't have to think so much, oh, where's my hand gonna go here exactly? You sort of start to understand the poses and know what the poses are so that you can focus more on your breath. And because you're doing them regularly, you start to go deeper into the spiritual, into the emotional, mental, and physical. So there is a lot of benefits to doing a regular series over and over again. What I will say about the Beauty Detox Power Yoga DVD, for those of you that haven't checked it out yet, I'd be thrilled for you to check it out. I think it's a fantastic series. I put my heart into it. And my soul, of course, is that you're really twisting, you're really moving in a circular way. We're moving 360 degrees, both, left and right. You're moving all around your mat. And so I designed it that way because so much of our world, so much of our life is linear. We're going front to back. And I think when you're moving in a more circular way, not only are you utilizing those small muscles and the stabilizing muscles, it adds great tone. It's a very effective way to practice. But it's also for your mind. It's this circular pathways, tapping into creativity and opening your spirit, opening your radiance and your energy. So it is, to answer your question, Amanda, it is a great series to do regularly for a long time. That's how I practice and myself practice as well. Like I pretty much, do the same movements. And some days I feel like, that's why we say the DVD, maybe we just do the stretching part. Some days I just want to do child's pose the whole time. And I've been up all night with Bubby and I don't really want to do the whole physical movement.
Right.
So you can adapt it that way, but the series is strong. The series is great. It's a great foundation. So you could definitely do it every day long term.
Yeah, no, I thought that was an interesting question. I wasn't sure either, as I am a beginner in yoga, so I thought that would help a lot of our beauties that wasn't sure about that. So that's great to know.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, I just want to say, you know, when people do the primary series in Ashtanga, they do that series, you know, 6 days a week for a long time. So it's the same thing until they maybe move to a different series.
Right.
Well, not. Some people just do the primary series for years and years.
Well, I thought it was interesting what you said about once you know the poses, then you can focus on your breath, because that's true.
Yes.
You know, I know me as a beginner, sure. When I'm doing it, I'm like, oh, is my body in the right position? And I'm more worried about what I'm doing that I definitely forget about my breath. So I think that was an interesting point to make as well, that it allows you to kind of go a little bit deeper once you understand, you know, the basic movements of what you're doing. Awesome. So we'll head into the next question. We've been getting a lot of questions because, you know, wedding season's coming up soon. And so this one is from Nicole, and she's from Los Angeles, California. And she says, I'm a vegetarian that isn't into salads. It's like pulling teeth to get me to eat a salad, even when it's yummy. I'm trying to lose weight for my wedding in November, and I feel like it's impossible to do that without eating salads every day. Do you have any suggestions?
So, Nicole, thank you so much for your question. I think that this is, you know, this is a really valid question. I think a lot of people out there may have difficulty with salads. And, you know, salads are cold. For some people, they can be unappetizing. I totally understand. I have family members that have a really difficult time with salads. So a couple of things, since you're preparing for your wedding, congratulations. I'm actually taking a client through right now who's preparing for a wedding. First thing I would say is definitely do a cleanse from GloBio. I recommend doing the set level one. It's a 3-day cleanse, the level one. It's the one I do. It's the one I love. It's the one I put my brides on. It's a really great thing to first reset when you're trying to lose weight. The reason I say that, it's like a pause, and it starts to reset your tastes, especially with salt and just cravings. It starts to just reset your body to focus on releasing and cleansing. That is a great way to jumpstart weight loss. The cleanse is properly designed. It's not designed to be a crash diet. There's fiber in it. We'll still have the glowing green smoothie, so on and so forth. But it's a really great thing to do, especially this time of year. This is the season, guys, for cleansing. Everybody should be doing a cleanse right now to help remove the excess kapha, the stagnation from winter. So I would definitely 100% recommend doing the 3-day. If you want to try the glow, the 5-day, you could, but at least the 3-day is important, and that will help you reset. The other thing is that we are launching in a couple weeks the Beauty Detox Roadmap, which is a really healthy weight loss program that really really tells you exactly what to do in the most amazing, most effective way. So you can do the cleanse first. You can look out for that. If you don't like, I will say to you, Nicole, if you don't like salads, smoothies then become your best friend for weight loss. Smoothies and soups. Smoothies and soups are full of fiber. They're also going to fill you up. So check out KimberlySnyder.com. We've got a bazillion smoothie recipes. Of course, the staple in your life should be the glowing green smoothie. You could do the power protein smoothie for, you know, afternoon snack, or sometimes like a lunch on the go, and also veggie soups, and we have so many different soup recipes, but soup and smoothies are another great way to lose weight.
Yeah, I love that. And also for me, like, I used to not like salads as much, and the dressings, Kimberly has a lot of great recipes on the site as
point,
well, and that can make it a lot tastier, and you can put different things on the salad, you know, add a crunch and this and that. So just depending on what it is, it may be helpful. But otherwise, as Kimberly mentioned, smoothies and soups, we'll link to some great ones you guys can see. And also, as Kimberly mentioned, yes, we have this amazing roadmap that has so many new recipes. It's a huge program. 30 days of coaching, and it's designed for weight loss. So that may be something you may be interested in, Nicole, and other beauties, but we'll have more information on that coming soon. So just keep your ears open. And it looks like now we are going to have to take a short break. So Kimberly will be right back to answer more of your questions.
Cellulite is something all women fear. Yet if you've ever had it or worry about its formation, you do not need to resort to expensive creams or cosmetic surgery. because with regular infrared sauna use, your body's able to break up the toxins and coagulated fat that can cause the appearance of cellulite and create instead younger and more beautiful skin. Find out more at shop.kimberlysnyder.com.
Okay, beauties, we're back from our break. We've got two more questions. I've got Bubby here in my lap who's going to help me answer the questions. You guys can hear him murmuring.
I know, he's getting so big. I was watching him in your, I love how you keep him in the Facebook lives for the cooking show, and he's in the background, and I'm like, oh, he's getting so big because I don't get to see him all the time.
Well, he's always with me, so now that his nap schedule's off, he's just chilling his little high chair or, you know, next to me while I'm doing the Facebook lives for sure. It's just the way it is. There's waves of the sleep patterns that come and go. You know, we had months where it was really great. We've had months where it's really bad and he's teething. So it just, you know, you just gotta go with the flow.
I know he has those cute little teeth now. So yeah, we'll have Bubby around as always, which we love.
Bubby.
Awesome. So then we'll jump into the next question from Courtney, and she's from New Orleans in Louisiana. And she says, I loved meeting you in New Orleans during your Radical Beauty Immersion Tour. The class was great. I have a question for you about water. Which type of water is best to consume? I've heard alkaline is the best because of the high pH levels in the water, and low pH levels can be acidic. Does it really matter if my water is alkaline, spring, purified, or filtered?
So, Courtney, great question. And it was wonderful to meet you in New Orleans. We are going to be doing more of our immersion tour, you guys. We'll announce the cities. We'll be coming to the East Coast. We'll be coming to the Northwest. I can't wait. We had to space it out, of course, with Bubby and with some other things going on. But it was amazing. And I loved New Orleans. I loved Atlanta and all the cities, Houston and Dallas and Austin and Phoenix. It's just amazing. You guys are amazing. Like, I just, whenever I meet you guys in person, I just think, wow, like, this is incredible. I think we have such an amazing community. So back to the question about water. Water quality is definitely very, very important. I'm a big advocate for investing in a good water filter. I'm not someone that buys, you know, except for when I'm traveling, of course, but I try to avoid plastic bottles for different reasons, of course, environmental. And also, I just think that if you get a great water filter, you're going to get amazing high quality water. There's some really great ones out there. Some of them are really expensive, but again, if you look at it as a long-term investment, there's the Kangen water filter where you can adjust the alkalinity. If someone has a lot of animal products, which, you know, some of us have husbands and friends and significant others, roommates that do, you don't want to have a high alkaline water all the time, because there's some research out there that having too high alkaline water with a high animal protein diet can actually inhibit your ability to digest that meat more effectively. It does something to the hydrochloric acid in your system. But if you're having the beauty detox diet and you're having mostly or all plant-based, you're having a lot of nourishing plant foods, alkaline water is great. So you can look for different filters. Maybe Tony and I will also do a whole blog about this as well, Kay. I do think that it's better than having tap water. I don't think tap water is a good option. I think that, you know, depending where you live, even though certain things are filtered and tested out, there's still trace medications or heavy metals. There's all kinds of things that can be in tap water.
Right.
So I do recommend getting a good home filtration system, which will not only help you save money, but it'll also be the best quality water. Mm. And the other thing I want to say is that we actually invested recently and got a whole house filter put in. And what's great about that is It alkalizes the water. It filters the water throughout the whole house because we actually absorb, you know, heavy metals and chemicals through our clothes. So if you're washing your clothes in unfiltered water, it can also, you can actually absorb it. When you're taking a shower, you could use a shower filter, but when you have a whole house system, it vaporizes some of those heavy metals and the chlorine, and you actually absorb it through your skin pores, which open up. You know, and we just wanted a whole water filter because I'm giving Bubby baths and his clothes and everything. So it's another thing to look at, you know, that now or down the road, if you're going to be in a house for a long time or permanently, it's something to think about as well.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's important. And this question comes up a lot as people are always concerned with quality, and there's so many different marketing messages around water. So it's great to hear, yes, you know, your opinion and some options that they can look into.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So we're going to head into the last question of the show today, and that's going to be from Amanda, who is also, I wonder if I put the wrong name there. I might have done that when I was preparing the question. Oh. It's the same name as the first girl. So I'm sorry if we have the wrong name,
that's
but
okay.
The question's right. I was just reading that. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, well.
Another Amanda from Canada.
Yeah, we'll just stick with that. So it's from Amanda from Ontario, Canada. And the question is, I've been hearing a lot about golden milk or turmeric milk. What are your thoughts on this as a daily drink? And do you and Dr. J have a recipe you could share?
So Amanda, or whoever's question this is, thank you so much for asking. I think it's great that there's so much interest in turmeric, because it is something that's been used in Ayurveda for so long, for thousands of years, and now it's one of the most studied plants. So I will say along those lines, there are a lot of amazing herbs and amazing other plants that are in Ayurveda that haven't sort of hit the mainstream, but they're powerful and they're amazing. So for instance, you can get Tulsi tea. Like Tulsi is holy basil, also very powerful. Shatavari, ashwagandha, amalaki. There's a lot of great plants. And if you guys haven't listened to some of the podcasts with Dr. J and I, please go back and listen to them, because I think that there's a lot of benefits to these plants, and I've started incorporating them into my life. And we're actually going to be, you know, going to be creating some amazing products for you guys incorporating these herbs. So that's exciting. So turmeric milk, golden milk, you know, very easy to make. You guys can check out my YouTube on making fresh almond milk, which is really, really important. And then you can literally just blend some turmeric in there, like a, you know, a half a teaspoon, depending on how much you're making, or a teaspoon. Dr. J in Ayurveda, the sweetener we use a lot is dates. So you could just blend some dates in there, or you could also do coconut nectar or raw honey. Raw honey is also traditionally used in Ayurveda. It's not technically vegan. But again, the dates and the coconut sugar, the coconut nectar are also options you could use. So that's a very simple recipe. Fresh raw almond milk, depending on your quantity, half a teaspoon or a full teaspoon of turmeric, knowing it's quite, a full teaspoon would be for like a huge, huge amount, probably more like half a teaspoon. Okay. And then one or two dates or a tablespoon of coconut nectar, and then you could just sweeten it according to your taste. You could add a little more if you need to, but this is great. I think, you know, golden milk has become a trendy thing, as turmeric has become trendy. But honestly, I cook with turmeric a lot, so yeah. I don't make golden milk as like a specific thing, you know, okay? Like, or I have a lot of kitchery and a lot of dal, just because it's so convenient for me to make these one pot dishes. I don't put turmeric in my power protein smoothie. I don't like the way it tastes, right, but I do have turmeric tea. Sometimes I'll add turmeric to a ginger tea. So these are all easy ways. If golden milk is a great way for you to incorporate it, you can make this easy recipe as well. And I think, you know, I think it's great. I think it's great to add in. I think it's definitely great to keep turmeric around, keep turmeric in your life. And also, Amanda, if you're interested in more recipes with turmeric, please check out our, we can link to some K in the show notes. You guys can check out lots more easy ways to fit turmeric into your life.
Yeah, exactly. And we actually did a whole series of adaptogens a while back on different smoothies and drinks that used some of the herbs that you mentioned. So we can link to those as well if you guys are interested in checking out some of that and what their, you know, benefits are as well.
Oh, great point, Kay. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a fun thing to do. So I want to remind everybody there's so much information on the blog. So pretty much anything you ever want to find out, if you just go on there in our little search tab and you look for it, Kimberly's written about so many different topics. So if there's anything, your question hasn't been answered, or, you know, you can ask on the foods group, or you can go to the blog. We have so many resources for you guys. We always want you to feel like we're here for you. And with that's the last question of the show.
Oh, wow. Well, Kate, thank you so much for gathering the questions. Thank you so much, beauties, for submitting your questions. I really feel like a lot of us think and wonder the same thing. So your question is probably wondered by many others. So by participating, by asking your questions, you're helping a lot of others as well. So thank you guys so much.
Awesome. And before we let you and little Bubs go, we would love to hear what you're thinking for this week's inspirational thought of the week.
Yes, guys. So here it is. Release guilt and shame. Nothing you've done can take away the perfect soul that you are. And so I did a whole podcast on this topic with Grace Silk, who is my trainer for the neurofeedback training that I did a couple months ago. And this is a huge thing, because so many of us hold on to guilt and shame, and these are really low vibration negative emotions.
Right.
And sometimes just feel like, oh, I did something bad, I'm not a good person, I don't deserve, or I deserve to feel bad. And the problem with guilt and shame is that it keeps us from showing up fully. It keeps us from showing our light in the present moment, which is really what our gift is to the world. So when we hold on to guilt and shame, not only do we hold ourselves back, but we actually we're not giving as much to the world. So it's like a lose-lose situation.
Right.
We're not doing anybody any favors by holding on to guilt and shame. I know we've all done things that, you know, we don't want to do again. We've all done things that maybe we wish we'd done a little differently or whatever, but it's okay. You know, none of us are perfect. We are a perfect soul. And so we need to let go of the things that we've done that we still hold on. We need to forgive ourselves and move on. And that's really the best thing that we can do for ourselves, for the world. That's the biggest gift we can give, because the more we show up, the more love is in the world. And it's really important to release those lower vibrations. And that way we can inspire more people. We can help more people the lighter we are.
I love that. That's a great, you know, inspirational thought for the, no pun intended, for the week. I love that. Okay, beauties. Well, if anybody's feeling inspired after listening to today's show, we would love for you to go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly and submit your question, where I will review it and hopefully air it on an upcoming show. So thank you so much, Kimberly, for your time today.
Thank you so much, Kay, and thank you so much, beauties, for tuning in. It's so great. We're all here to support each other, and by staying connected, it's great for daily, weekly inspiration. I wish you guys the best on your path. Know that we're here for you. Lots of different resources. The podcast, of course, will be back on Monday with our interview podcast. Also, KimberlySnyder.com. We've got lots of recipes, lots of different information for you guys. So, and social media, of course. So thank you guys so much. Sending you lots and lots of love. And we will be back here together very soon.